Summing up, the lymphatic system. Liquid that remains in the tissues is collected by the lymphatic system, which returns it to the blood in the form of lymph. The lymphatic system contains lymph nodes, which have two functions: the production of lymphocytes, white blood cells specialized in the immune response, and the elimination of cell fragments and foreign particles from the lymph before it enters the blood. The immune system. The role of the immune system is to defend our body from the harmful substances and pathogenic agents which may enter. It is made up of various organs and glands, such as the lymph nodes. Innate immunity consists of anatomical barriers and nonspecific responses involving different types of white blood cells, in particular macrophages and dendritic cells. Inflammatory response is also a part of innate immunity, with the release of histamine and various proteins such as cytokines, interleukins, and proteins of the complement system. Development of immunity. There are two types of acquired immunity: humoral immunity, involving B cells and characterized by the formation of antibodies, which enable the B cells to recognize the invading agents, and cell-mediated immunity. The daughter cells produced by the activation of B cells are plasma cells, effector B cells, and memory cells. The action of vaccines is based on the properties of memory cells. Cell-mediated immunity is based on the coordinated action of T helper and T killer cells, which can recognize and kill infected and cancerous cells. Certain molecules on the cell's surface, known as major histocompatibility complex, MHC, enable T cells to distinguish self from non-self cells. Each individual has its own MHC, which causes problems when organs are transplanted. Immune disorders. The incorrect functioning of the immune system may lead to allergies, which require treatment with antihistamines, and autoimmune diseases, such as rheumatoid arthritis and multiple sclerosis. HIV, human immunodeficiency virus, is responsible for AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome. It invades and destroys helper T cells, leaving the patient's immune system incapable of responding to other infections. The retrovirus is present in high levels in the blood and semen of infected individuals, and it is transmitted by sexual conduct or through the exchange of blood.